James, you don't strike me as a chick. Who's reviewing the chick gear?
That's a very good question. Although I'm slender in build.
A lot of people carry just different things in their pack. Weird things. What do you guys carry?
They're not so fast, War. Because here's what I want to know. I signed up to hear about a gear review, and I don't have anything. I want to know which headlamp I'm supposed to wear. What did you come up with? What's the Gear Ninja's favorite? If he strapped on a headlamp this morning, what'd you put on, James?
Thank you for joining Trail Runner Nation. I'm Faith Goss.
I'm Scott War.
I'm Don Freeman.
And we are joined today by James Wiley, our gear ninja.
Yes, thanks for having me.
You know, I've known James for years, and as we've always known that we wanted to do gear reviews on Trail Runner Nation. And as we started thinking about this, I thought, you know, there's some pros and cons about James. One is, he and I have done some backpacking and some fast packing, and I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt that he knows how many ounces are in his fast pack. In fact, what is your base weight, James?
It's 9.37 pounds.
So that's the pro. Now, the con is even a little more interesting. I don't know if you remember some of the early podcasts. We talked about some people that could not download our podcast on iTunes. And I think we decided there were like two. and James is one. Because James does not own an iPod. He has a Zune.
So why are we recruiting a guy that's making gear decisions for us and assessing gear, and he has a Zune? What are we missing?
Well, I think that the pro outweighs the con. We know that his base pack weight is
9.37 pounds.
And I know that he looks at that and refines his pack every time he has a chance. So we know that he's very detail-oriented and loves gear.
That's right.
We want to welcome Gear Ninja James because number one, by trade, you're an engineer. So he has that kind of mind. He's an Excel spreadsheet guy, black and white. Everything must fit in a spot. Every detail, I mean, that's the kind of guy he is. So naturally, he was a good choice, we thought. And when you talk to James, you say, James, you know, what kind of headlamp do I need? Well, I encourage you to go out and look at his first review on headlamps. And you tell us if we picked the right guy, because he has gone out and stood in his backyard. And he's turned on his headlamps. And he's taken images and pictures of just how much these headlamps will illuminate. And he's got all kinds of details on them. James, what do you see in these in gear review? Where do you want to go with this gear review project that we have?
Well, this is the real story was...
Wait, this is all made up
so far?
Yeah,
it's all made up here. I got to defend myself. But I do own a Zune, so don't judge me here. And also see Scott's iPhone here, and I am not an iPhone user. So
do you have a flip phone?
Oh boy! Yeah.
He has a brick phone.
I have a brick phone. Yes.
He has a pay phone. Yeah.
So when I'm running, I don't like to carry a phone. So for you guys out there, don't suggest anything to Scott or Don or Faith because you may become solicited in some way. So, anyways, that's how I fell into this. And where do I want to take this? I noticed on the website the gear section needed to be beefed up. So I thought I would, you know, throw my hat in the ring. And I guess the first review you'll see is about headlamps. So I guess my goal is to review some kind of a product for you guys at least once a month. And hopefully we can just take it from there. So don't judge me because I'm an engineer, but you will have the details of the gear review. And I am a gram weenie, so I weigh everything. So for you guys who actually like gear weighed, you will have that in all the tech specs. And, of course, we will test these products on the trail.
Now, I think the interesting thing is here is we're not just relying just completely on James. As you read these reviews, you can go on and make comments. So there, for example, the headlamp review. There's how many headlamps did you review? Like four or five?
Just three. But I have many in my arsenal. But I thought I'd pick the first two that were pretty popular, and then rate it with something that was cheap and inexpensive that has been in my treasure chest.
So you as listeners, you know, read the review, and if you happen to have a piece of gear, in this case a headlamp, that you've been very impressed with, go ahead and comment on that section, and we'll expand the reviews and hopefully learn from each other.
So James is a runner. He's just not a headlamp wearer. You know, he's just not a guy that walks around town with a pack on his back. But he's actually out there running in the trails, and he's an early morning guy. You know, James, most of the time when we're showing up to start our run, and we may start with headlamps, the guy's coming back from his run, and he's put on 3 or 4 hours. It's not like he's just out there for a quick spin around the park. And he's a distance guy and out there putting the miles in. And so when he tests headlamps, most of it's in 4 a.m. type of light.
Yep, that's true, Don. And yes, I'm a loner by trade. So, it's a rare thing that I'll be running with somebody, but on occasions when I need motivation, like this morning, definitely was a help. So,
coming up in the next few months, can you give us some idea of some of the gear that you're currently running in and doing reviews for? Look forward to?
Oh, yeah, you bet. Hydration systems. I know that there's some packs or maybe some handheld things like that. Definitely shoes. There's always up-and-coming shoes, so we're looking at like the spring and the fall reviews, as well as accessories, sunglasses, so all sorts of things that are happening. So hopefully we'll get some more goodies to review, and hopefully you'll enjoy the post. And if you have any suggestions, I'll post my email. So anyways, you could email me or comment below under the reviews.
So if you navigate that website, James, how do they get to the gear review piece? And how do they get to your email?
Tim?
Ninja Tim, where are you?
I believe it's in the aid station portion, go to aid station and gear review, and you should see the post there. And hopefully you'll be notified also by email of any new posts that are out there. So
awesome.
Yeah. Thanks, Tim.
And on that section, we'll make sure that we have his email very apparent. So if you have a question, you know, if you're new to trail running and you don't know what type of shorts to wear, and you'd like to get a review on shorts or you know, whatever piece of gear, you know, you can send James an email and a request, and we'll see what we can do to get it done.
James, you don't strike me as a chick. Who's reviewing the chick gear?
That's a very good question. Although I'm slender in build, I do I do ask that question to the manufacturers if there's any female-specific gear that they would want us to review. I would definitely put it out to the our reviewers. I want to also get not just my point of view, but if we get extra gear, that we take all athletic builds and bodies and types and sizes and make sure that we get a more robust response. And so hopefully, the female version, I hope that there's some out there, and we'll hopefully get to review some of those too.
Well, so members out there, make sure you go on to the gear review site and check out what James the Ninja has been reviewing. If you have any comments, make sure you lay those down on the website. If you have any suggestions on what we can review, please email James. And if you haven't signed up on the website, go and join, learn, share, and run.
Now, not so fast, War, because here's what I want to know. I signed up to hear about a gear review, and I don't have anything. I want to know which headlamp I'm supposed to wear. What did you come up with? What's the Gear Ninja's favorite? If he strapped on a headlamp this morning, what'd you put on, James?
You don't let the cat out of the bag.
Sorry, Don. I'm going to say read the post.
No.
Go to the website and read the post.
You may be after gear ratings. I'm after podcast ratings. I want to know what headlamp to wear.
Read the post.
I'll tell you.
And for those that don't like detail, just go down to the conclusion.
So let me ask you a few questions, James. The brighter the light, the better. Are you a bright light guy, or are you more of a give me some definition on the trail? Which way do you lean?
I am looking for the brightest for the cheapest.
Brightest for the cheapest.
Yeah. There are other headlamps out there like a $500 range, but they're
holy,
just...
Holy, $500? Yeah, American U.S. dollars?
Yes, that's U.S., not Canadian. And yeah, they're fairly heavy, and they're not really made for us runners, but I'm tinkering with making my own too. So, hey, we'll see. Maybe that's a different podcast.
The advantage of having an engineer as a gear reviewer. He makes his own.
We have to have gear we can purchase, James, stuff that you've bought and created, I mean.
Maybe we need to have a DIY section on the
yeah.
Nation.
Yeah, you send in your DIY and let James review it, and we'll let you know how it stacks up against the stuff that's manufactured in quantity.
So it's cost per lumen, right?
Yeah, I thought about putting that metric out there, but you guys can make comments on that.
a bit too gearheadish for me, cost per lumen. I got another question.
Of course, Don has a question.
Charge fresh alkaline batteries, charge or recharge a guy? Let me rephrase that. You get those rechargeable batteries, James? You just get the Energizer out of the bunny out of the box and stuff it in the headlamp.
I do tell my the post readers that I do charge with rechargeable batteries before every run and before every test. Except this morning, which I didn't test, but normally I do have fully rechargeable batteries.
How long does a rechargeable last compared to a, your Duracell alkaline energizer stuff?
Good question.
Duraline, Duracell. we're an edit-free podcast.
Well, I haven't taken it to that level. I like to recharge right before my run because I've run in with a one lumen light and it was pretty hard.
One lumen. Can I suggest a battery review? I think that would be handy.
Yeah. Okay, sure. We could do that. We could add that to the podcast.
I didn't realize how often you really need to change or recharge your batteries. Like in regards to the headlamp.
I'm not a recharging guy. I tried that before.
Scott's cheap.
And what I found, we're trying to help each other grow, right? Help each other be better. I went to Home Depot and I bought a brick of AAA batteries, 100 batteries, and I think it was like $10. Now they're not the Duracell brand; they're an off-brand alkaline battery. But I bought a brick of 100, so I am never without fresh batteries.
Wow.
James?
No comment.
Now,
looks like we need a battery review.
Well, that's what the reviews are about. I mean, we have a lot of questions out there, James. We're looking for you to answer them. Sometimes I weigh the difference between the cost of a battery and the cost of a trip to the ER room to mend my wrist. And so I have no problem tossing my batteries and putting in a fresh set. In fact, I know a few runners that would probably like my old batteries. I won't mention any names. Mike Bush.
Well, thank you very much for coming on and telling us little tidbits about your gear reviews.
Thank you. Read the post. I'm excited. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, James, for coming. Thanks for joining us here on Trail Runner Nation. That's trailrunnernation.com. Come on and check out the website, learn a little bit, share a little bit, and run a bunch.